This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Damn, Skippy, we starting now. Happy Wednesday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I did miss that.
I did too.
I did miss that. Yes. Still getting back.
They buy in.
100%. I mean, look, you got to sell, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to sell the experience. And, of course, they always do that. Very much excited for, you know, if I am in the rotation of random people that Seth calls at 2 a.m. I think I heard that this morning. You always want to make sure you listen to those fine fellas. But let's get going on a Wednesday here, as you heard them. Another day of practice, a light walkthrough. We'll hear from them again at 12:40. What some of their takeaways were, and maybe we'll break down some of the thoughts that we had just generally about training camp. You get involved with the program as well, as you hear John Lopez, Figgy Fig, of course, and myself, Reginald Atula, rolling with you. But you always getting involved in the program is always part of the deal. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. One more time, 713-572-4610. But also appreciation to the Mocarum Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. All right, Lopez, I think we've gotten, how many? Is it 11 days?
Yeah, we're pretty much 2 weeks in.
Well, 13 days of practice?
Well, here's how I, this is why I came up with this question. They started 2 weeks ago today.
Okay, that works, whatever. Yeah,
so 12.
We're two weeks
12,
in.
Because they had two off days.
Yeah.
Good math.
Yeah, so it's a simple question, Figgy. I want you to think about this. Like, think hard.
13.
Put your thinking yes on it.
Because the first day counts too.
Yeah.
Regardless. This is why as America, we need to do better at math. Just in general. We're not very good at this.
I just counted the days we were since out there, then. Boots on the ground.
No, you're right.
Boots on the ground, us there. Yeah. It'd been 12
Two
days.
Weeks today.
We watched 12 practices.
And now that we have established that, it was 2 weeks
well,
ago.
Well, technically, today, it was 15 days.
When we were out
when they
there,
walked into the building.
Once again, we have established the baseline here in broad form. A simple question with maybe a very, very complicated answer.
Two varies.
It's a simple question. Which Texan has had the best training camp so far?
713-572-4610. Weigh in.
Yeah. Who's had the best training camp? And I want you to think about this. Who's the best player? Not who's going to be a starter.
Kalen Bullitt.
Who has had the best training camp? Is that your answer?
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought about. Not the best player. Not who's going to be the best this season. But I feel like we just been hearing his name and gushing over his name all training camp, man.
I think we're going to have three different answers. Who do you pick?
I mean, you're not wrong. I do want to stop a second and, like, highlight the idea that Kalen Bullock has had a fantastic camp.
I don't think you're wrong either, necessarily, in your opinion.
Yeah, I don't think it's a wrong answer.
I think it's very easy to get to the answer there because you go, all right, what portion of this team in general has been the most dominant? And it's easily the secondary. The secondary has been phenomenal, or maybe not easily, but I think the secondary has definitely showed up in a huge way, taking the ball away. And if you talk about the people in that secondary who have showed up probably the biggest, it's very easy for you to look over and go, all right, that's Kalen Bullock. I think that would be one of the answers that I would give. Another one that I would very much give, and maybe I'm looking so much through the lens of, you know, what we have done with kind of our pet cats.
Mm-hmm.
It we knew Kalen Bullock was really good. We did not have answers on what this young man was, and I think that he falling in line somewhat like Kalen Bullock has had an incredible like glow up to the point where mm-hmm. I wonder how much run he's going to get. I throw in Jalen Smith, J-Rod, mm-hmm. has had a phenomenal camp himself in, you know, going from a third round, or was it fourth round pick, somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Of course, a third, there we go. And then really looking like a dude who I feel comfortable, mm-hmm. at least right now, we still need to see preseason, throwing out there at any given point at one of those corner positions. Like, he has been phenomenal playing against the top and playing against, like, the very, very good players. I mean, he's running with the ones and still getting turnovers and breaks, you know, pass breakups and stuff. He's been really, really good.
Keep in mind, we're saying best training camp. Like, they have done the most for themselves. I came up with two, neither of whom are Kalen Bullock or Jalen Smith.
All right, I might be biased.
But no, I think they're good answers. The two I came up with, well, I'll give you one so I don't have to, you know, waffle here.
No, it's fine.
Kamari Lassiter.
That's a great answer.
Kamari
that was
Lassiter
my second one.
Has done the absolute most for himself. In my view, the Texans, against this offense, which maybe we need to, you know, grade on a curve because the offense, as we've talked about, has not been fantastic. He's becoming a shutdown corner, which means the Texans have two shutdown corners.
Correct.
That changes games. That wins games. Flat out, you can win games if the offense doesn't do much of anything with two shutdown corners. And we've seen it in this town, you know, back in the day and more recently when cornerbacks, you know, get pick sixes and field position and all that stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But I also want to mention my second one, just as a mention here, because I think he's done the most for himself, and that would translate into who's had the best camp, and that's Jalen Knoll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was one of the guys that was going through my mind, mm-hmm. but I was just like, I don't know how easily I can
just
make that note
yeah.
when you talk about just the place that the offense has been, the number of days that we've looked at and we've gone, yeah, the offense has kind of been rough,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes he hasn't had the opportunities. But no, you're right. Jalen Knoll, I went from, I don't know how much I can lean on. They're going to have these guys have to be impact, but Higgins mm-hmm. is going to be a guy who's a starter.
Sure.
Knoll is going to be a depth guy.
Third round pick.
But then you also had a number of, with this wide receiver depth, number of guys that you know can contribute at this level. That's one of the things that kind of made it interesting, the you know, depth of this room, knowing that, hey, you have a Justin Watson that you feel like can contribute. Xavier Hutchinson, they like a lot.
Yeah.
Even Mechie, as much as we've kind of complained about, has that performance shown up? We know that he has mm-hmm. some talents. Jalen Knoll has been the dude who has flashed, dare I say, of all the wide receivers the most.
Well,
he just gets open in a way that is phenomenal because mm-hmm. you think about him and the speed that he has and like, all right, mm-hmm. is he going to be a little bit of a gadget anomaly? And we know that like special teams is going to be something that he factors in on.
Yeah.
But as a wide receiver, he just gets open. And I you know, dare I invoke this name because mm-hmm. I don't think that he fits exactly in the same way. But he almost is like Tank Dell in that way, mm-hmm. in that hey, there's just something about him where you know, 1 + 1 = 3
yeah.
in a way where you go, all right, you know, he's fast and everything and that's cool. He's a little bit, is kind of a little guy, but he just gets open. He makes plays. Mm-hmm. And ultimately that's what you're trying to do here at camp.
Yeah. And this would have been my argument for Jalen Nohl if I hadn't chosen Kamari Lassiter. And I think this is big points. He could conceivably save you a roster spot. And that you can't put a price on that. He can give you an extra roster spot because not only would he be a wide receiver, but he could be integral in the special teams. And as a rookie, they might even use him in special teams coverage in some cases. That's a roster spot. You can't put a price on that when you're cutting down, especially when you have so many good defensive players, et cetera. He'll save you if he continues to do what he's doing. That's another body you can put somewhere else.
Yeah, especially how the Texans been rolling the last couple years yeah. with the special team spot.
Right.
Because you had like Sims there, and it's just like they don't really use him as receiver like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you could use this guy for both.
Both. And
really be effective.
And there's that roster spot. And then here's another kind of point for Jalen Nohl. The offense has been bad overall. We can agree on that. You could argue that only two players have really stood out on offense in total, and that's Jalen Nohl and Arianti Urseri. That's it. Like the standouts this camp on offense, true standouts, not what you expected. Again, not starters, you know, hey, Cam Robinson, Jarrett Patterson, whatever. You know, not receivers like Christian Kirk, which you knew you were getting, but true standouts on offense. I think you could argue Jalen Nohl and Urseri.
And I think Jalen Nohl would stand above Urseri yes, with all due respect yes, to him. Yes. I think the Urseri becomes intriguing to us because of the questions that arise there. I do wonder if you just have an offensive line that you felt confident about, mm-hmm. and we're just looking at what Arianti Urseri has done. Now I feel like I'm negging the dude, and I feel bad about that. If you look at just what he's done camp-wise, I don't know that it's been phenomenal. I've been interested in, like, obviously him being one of the better of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nohl, you could just say, stands out no matter what camp. Like, you drop him in any of the 31 other camps that are happening, and I think it is noteworthy what he is doing and how he's showing up. So, no, yeah. absolutely, that's a part of it. One of the names that obviously is going to come up with anything with here is the 8-3-2, C.J. Stroud, and I don't know how you can justify that as an answer.
Now.
Like, yeah. I don't think – and I kind of want to examine that mm-hmm. a little bit because C.J. Stroud, he needs to have a better year this year. As mm-hmm. much as I think we would push back on the notion that he had a bad year last year that some people hold, this hasn't been a phenomenal camp for him. You can point to reasons why that's the case, which is picking mm-hmm. up the entirety of a new offense. I think we'll talk about that some more later on in the program today. But also, we were talking about it just yesterday. The accuracy is not quite the same mm-hmm. as what we anticipate typically from yeah. C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. No, it's not, and I don't see how you could get there just yet with C.J. Stroud. I think one, and this is going to maybe I'm reaching a little bit, but in terms of just a really good camp, I think Titus Howard, he has embraced the guard position, and when they needed him to pop out to tackle, no harm, no foul, no problem. I'm gonna go out to tackle. Leadership in the room, as they talked about, and we talked about this yesterday, just how, you know, toxic, so to speak, was the offensive line. He seems to be a leader now. I think Titus Howard has had a good one.
I think that's fair. So, somebody mentioned Davis Mills, and I don't know.
Fair.
Can he be eligible for this in particular?
Fair.
He's been really good throwing.
I was going to say, do you feel like he had a better camp than CJ?
I know
I'm stretching, but.
No, we
just talk about camp.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but. I know you're not hinting at anything other than he's had a good camp.
And I'm just saying I'm judging off of him being the backup.
And if we're talking
in the backup
camp,
role,
which is what we're talking about here, I'm with you. I think he's got great arm strength. He's been more accurate, you know, et cetera. He's not going to be even hinting at the starter. Again, let's reiterate that. But he had a great camp. Yeah, I think Davis Mills had a great.
That's
camp.
A good thing for him too.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other places that you look at? I know that on the text line, someone is mentioning the tight end room, and they've had their ups and downs. I think that there's definitely been, because mm-hmm. we were looking to Cade Stover as maybe having a step forward, and he's,
mm-hmm.
I think those guys have shown up more in like interviews and in conversations about them from coaches, which I guess also is part of the all-encompassing camp. I think that there's still more to be seen as we're trying to figure out what this offense is. I think that they also hinge so much on this offense showing more and more of what it is, especially in the pass game. And I think that probably at least hampers them in my mind.
Yeah. I think you could argue a couple more players. I wouldn't put them in the class of what we picked. Yeah, you know, Figgy picked Kalen Bullock. You picked...
I mentioned Jalen Smith.
Jalen Smith, and I picked Kamari Lassiter. I wouldn't put him up there, but you could argue Will Anderson.
Yeah.
You could argue Will Anderson. You know, we know what to expect, and he's a starter.
It seems like his camp's been getting better each year,
He too. Seems to be just getting to the quarterback at will, even more so than last year. So he's had a good camp that in that regard. Clearly against the run, obviously. I think you could argue him, but again, maybe not in that class. I think you could argue Toa Toa. That guy was a surprise last year, and he's just taking it to another level.
That's a possibility. Yeah. I think it gets hard when you start getting degrees of the defense just because everyone is having such a good camp, which is why like the guys that we mentioned kind of show up a little bit different because they've kind of stood out a little bit more. But everybody on the defense, I think you can make an argument for. I feel like I have done a great disservice to this one particular gentleman on offense by not mentioning him, and it's Jawar Jordan.
Yeah.
Like Jawar Jordan, as much as any running back has shown up in training camp.
An opportunity.
He is, yes, and I think that that also adds to it, but he has had a standout day in a way that I don't know anybody else in that running back room has. Maybe yesterday shows up a little bit for Nick Chubb, especially with the big breakout run that he had. Other than that, I don't know that we've had a lot of great things in a running back room that, as you mentioned, without Joe Mixon in training camp right now, you kind of were hoping to have some guys stand up and stand out a little bit to give you some ideas, and right now you're still in that place where you're having to have some conversations or have some thoughts as to how that room shakes out and who ultimately, or not even just who ultimately is there, but how the workload will be divvied once you actually get into regular season play. So shout out to Jawar Jordan, who, second year guy and was kind of just pushed to the practice squad, held on to maybe because more of his size, but he could tote the rock.
Yeah. And just real quick, by saying who's had the best camp, you can also kind of, lament the fact that these positions didn't have someone step up so far, and that's Woody Marks. I mean, that's a draft pick, fourth round, which is high for a running back. And I think another one is, as you mentioned, the tight ends. We haven't had a tight end just like boom, that's the guy.
Which is interesting with the tight ends because it feels like all of them have done a little bit.
Yeah.
I think again, we can lean on some of where the offense is, and then. They're facing off against what has been the best portion of your team in camp, which is that secondary, especially those safeties who have been coming on pretty strong. So I think I give them a little deference there. As it also, it feels like all of them are having a better camp as opposed to like one guy being a standout above the rest. I don't know if that matters. And then finally, before we turn this over, a little bit of a shout out to EJ Speed and Azeez in coverage. Like that, I think that's a great point. 8-3-2. All those guys getting involved in
EJ Speed
pass breakups.
I had high hopes for him, but. You know, Christian Harris comes in, is immediately ahead of him on the depth chart. Christian Harris is in the walkthrough right now with the ones. I need to see more out of him.
Yeah, you might have to see a preseason game too.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. And Kix Rocks, you will get the point for Jawar Jordan on your podcast list. Absolutely. I do want to give some thank you for allotting that point audibly. But a lot of praise to Christian Harris, who was out there. I mean, it's a light day, and they're just kind of doing mostly kind of walkthroughs. But Christian Harris back on the field today and also immediately jumps in with the ones alongside Azeez Al-Shaair. We'll talk about that more because I think that is an interesting note and maybe what that could mean for the defense this season. But you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on Wednesday. All right, coming up next, let's get into the Astros, who got yet another victory in what was an opener day. Shout out to AJ Blue Ball handling a majority of the pitching situation. But now you're in this place where the stretch run is beginning. So let's have a conversation about this Astros team headed into the stretch run next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.